has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you or are there more?
Well, I was a minute late and I didn't hear anything else come on, so I think I am.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
Good evening. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tei Bitzilu Orchimu Utzilu Utzilu Orchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yud Hei Bovav Hei Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah La'ihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeno Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeno Kananeihu. Verse 299. Betach bulotav, betach bulato, ketiv tehai omana, yaved manin, tehar sabiot. Tehahi oti kla, istacharat kameya, hashiv lemebad kegavna, David hashiv lemebad kegavna, acharavet mehapech mana, dalemana da begin tehahu. The word by his counsels is spelled without a yud, which indicates the singular form, and could be compared to a potter who shapes vessels from clay. As long as the stone wheel is still revolving, he can fashion the pot according to his taste, and even change its shape. This is possible only while the pots are still turning. The pasuk is clear as written. As long as the process is not complete, the negative system will continue to be changed. Is the pandemic actually the judgment of the Shoah? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't see a connection to the Shoah. I don't think that would have ever come to my mind.
Well, what does connect to your mind?
Well, I mean, the virus with ends of the generation, I guess I'd say, but with the Shoah having been almost 80 years ago, I guess we're still in that generation. I don't know. I see it as lashon hara and hatred for no reason and idolatry and abortion.
Well, what you're saying is the process continues. All these things you've mentioned, it's the generation, and the show
has joined.
Affecting the generation.
Well, I do remember the war days because I was 5 when my dad was drafted into the Navy. and or went into the Navy. I'm sure he was drafted because he wouldn't have left three babies, you know, to go to war. And I remember when it ended, and I remember some of the things that we had to do. There was no butter. It was a little yellow peel that we had to mix with something that was white to make our butter. And, you know, so I do remember some things, but I don't think I would have connected the Shoah, but I can see that being a possibility now that you've said it. And I definitely wouldn't have connected it to this verse, this particular verse. I thought you said another word or substituted another word a few verses back for the word counsels.
Yeah, there was this discussion of counsel, spelled counsil.
O-I-L, okay.
Versus counsel with an E-L at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Counsel with an E-L is advice. Counsel with an I-L is a committee, for lack of a better description.
Okay. And of course, when I think of the potter and the potting wheel, I always think of Jeremiah and his vision.
This reminds me of Kohath, where Aaron went in to get the incense, the episode with that, if you want to call it a virus or epidemic, whichever you want to call that.
Malka, you broke up just at the beginning. It reminds you of what story in the Torah?
When Kohath came to Aaron,
when Korach challenged Moshe and Aaron.
I think, yeah. That's what came to my mind.
Okay. So we can see that different things come to different people's minds when we're reading the Zohar. A lot of times everybody's coming from a different situation, different perception. And all of them are correct. And it's really not clear from just reading the verse other than it's saying there's a process, and each of the three items that were mentioned by the different people, myself being one, and Anna and Malka, they're all indicating process. The process is not complete until when? But actually, when Mashiach comes, we continue the process, but it's a new process. It's a new frame of reference. Process doesn't end with Mashiach. It actually begins again in a different sense. Because with Mashiach, we have 1,000 years of peace and serenity. But it doesn't begin that way. What the sages say, that there's no difference between the day before Mashiach and the day after Mashiach. except that Israel will no longer be under the thumb of the other nations. But everything else remains the same. There'll still be chaos. They'll still be getting up to go to work. There'll still be stress in relationships. Everything remains the same, except that Israel will no longer be under the thumb of the other nations. But then it leads to 1,000 years of peace. And maybe that's the discussion about whether it's singular or plural. Because what I just described would be a plural form of the process. It ends with Mashiach and it begins with Mashiach.
Well, the process, if we're talking about a generation, as a generation, when that generation passes on, then that process is over and the new generation takes on the new process, it be before Mashiach or after. Are we talking about a generation as the process ends, or are we talking about individuals?
The Torah always has both levels. There's always a macro, the larger picture, the generation, and the micro, the individual. They're always the same words apply to both. The same teachings apply to both.
When Malka said what she did, I saw a picture of Tav at the end of the Olivet with a foot kicking back to Olive. That was a picture that came in my mind.
The process continues, but it starts over. That's exactly the picture that you received.
Take it back to the generation in the wilderness when they all passed away, a new process started with their children.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Well, we truly don't know what a generation is. Some say it's 40 years, some say it's 70 years, some say it's 80.
A generation begins each year. When it comes to tikkunim, the corrections, all the people born in a given year have some aspect of connection to each other. And they begin a generation. They continue a generation. So a generation could actually be only 10 years. Or 13 years, or 15 years, or 18 years. Each of these years, these numbers connect to specific words. So the generation could be based on a 10-year Sephirot cycle, or 13 being unified, 13, but where in those 13 years is that individual year? Is it the first year, or is it the middle years, or the final year? And then as when we talk about generations, and I stopped at 18, I could say, no, we could go to 21, which connects to Echye, or we could go to 26, which connects to Hashem. Or the 31, which connects to El. Or the 36, which is double high. 42, the Anabakoa. 45, which is a generation of connected to mankind, Adam. Or 50, which is connected to the Jubilee. Or 52, which is connected to Hashem's name when spelled out for Malchut. Or 63, connected to Bina, 70, and then again 72. All of these numbers can relate to different generations, and each of those generations encompass the year that people are born, which is each year people are born. So when you're born in a given year, you have a tikkun for that year. But then you also have multi-generational tikkunim associated with these other aspects. At least that's my opinion. But what is the more important one? What number is more important than another number? What connection is more important than the other? The tikkun of each year will establish the tikkun for the various different generations. But it'll all be built upon the name of that year, meaning all of those different generational tikkunim will come from that year. Come from the name of the year is what I'm saying. Should I go on, or do we want to stay here with this discussion?
I was thinking of the year that I was born, but on the Hebrew calendar, and trying to figure how that would have matched up, because I think my year was 5699, so 99 being so close to the end of, you know, very close to 100. I was trying to make a connection, but no connection comes right now. I think we need to go further on, see a little bit more.
Okay.
The other numbers mean something to me. The 52, the 63, the 72, the 42, the 50. In fact, every one you said, I thought maybe 39 would have been one as well, but and I don't know why, but I thought when you said 36, I thought you were going to say 39. Next.
I it could have been 39 being the due, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I okay. Just every number has a meaning, so
right.
Let's take a quick look just for curiosity's sake and stay with this of the connections to the number 99. 98, I know, is cleansing. But let's open up another window on my computer and see what 99 connects to. Wait a second as it develops.
Are you looking up on Baba Will?
Yes, that's what I'm looking up. So the first word that it connects to is anger.
Oh.
And then host. And to our Father.
Is Father capitalized or is it lowercase?
It's up to you because there's no capitals in Hebrew. The word is Lamed Aleph Bet Yud Nun Vav. So the Nun Vav at the end is possessive plural our.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can look it up. But I do read the letter to the Igrit. Rambam.
And it also means Hayeladim, 99.
Children?
Yes.
Okay. Yeladim is children.
Children. Come on in. We're out of time.
Well, I'm going to look it up too.
Okay. You all have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you, Hanoch. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello.